Federal and Spokane authorities have announced a new public education campaign to announce the growing presence of the deadly drug fentanyl in eastern Washington. U.S. Attorney Bill Hislop told reporters on Wednesday that Mexican drug cartels have increased the amount of fentanyl they're exporting to the Northwest. Much of it, he says, is shipped to the Tri-Cities and distributed from there. He says it has become not just a law enforcement issue, but also a public health problem.
We've had cases where an individual has shared pills with a friend, and the individual took two pills and had no effect, and the friend took one and dropped dead instantly.
Hislop says federal and local authorities are pulling together a committee of community leaders and a public awareness campaign. Over the next several months, you'll see videos and public service announcements about the dangers of fentanyl and efforts taken to stop its spread. Mayor Nadine Woodward says the city is participating because opioid abuse accounts for much of the work done by its first responders.
I will tell you that we know that in the city of Spokane, our fire department has administered Narcan to reverse drug overdoses more than 1,100 times between 2015 and September of this year. We also know that 90% of the crime that's committed in our city is property crimes, and the vast majority of those crimes are committed to fuel a drug habit.
Police Chief Craig Meidel says the drug has become a health threat to his officers. He recounted at least two occasions recently where officers had to be administered Narcan because of their secondhand exposure to fentanyl. On a related note, the Drug Enforcement Administration announced it will hold a drug take-back day on Saturday from 10 till 2. That's when you can return unused medications to be disposed of safely. There are about 20 sites participating in the Spokane area, including the Boy Scouts of America office at 411 Boy Scout Way in Spokane. You can find the other sites at deatakeback.com. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.